This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So, when they arrested Owen Schroyer, they wanted to know who he was talking to. Because we're in such a free country. And they want to know, you know, you're talking to Congress? Who are you talking to? And I said, that's what this is all about. It's about the January 6th ongoing witch hunt. Well, now we know Pelosi's putting out these congressional subpoenas of the Trump administration. Well, that's the executive and the legislative. You don't do that. January 6th committee requests communications between Trump, White House officials, and top conservatives, including reporter Jack Posobiec, Scott Pressler, Alex Jones, Brenda Straka, you name it. And Posobiec's got a great point here. Jack Posobiec responded, "This is completely illegal, and my lawyers will make short work of it. These ugly communists want to go full Stalin and Gestapo as they flail about to distract from the failures of the dementia patient they have as a president who even Obama called a F-up. Be cautious." Yeah, so I'm sitting there to the FBI through my lawyers going, okay, you want my communications with Republican leaders? Drop your charges, because there are none. But at the same time, I guess Posobiec's right. We shouldn't be giving them that. We're journalists. And that's a big, huge thing now. Owen would not bullhorn once we got to the Capitol. He wanted to be a journalist when he was there for a lot of reasons, but also he had that non-prosecution agreement where they arrested him for, you know, saying something to Nadler in the Capitol. The left can do that all day. We can. But he really was there as a journalist that day. So here's the big national Washington Post, New York Times. They all have headlines. Judge wants Justice Department to detail decision on charging InfoWars correspondent accused of January 6th riot. InfoWars host case. Judge calls out Biden DOJ for investigating media. That's Newsmax. This other one was Washington Post. Judge questions DOJ's media policy in case Capitol riot against InfoWars host. Wall Street Journal. I mean, are you getting how big this is, folks? InfoWars host Owen Schroyer released after turning himself into FBI. Political persecution is now happening on a mass scale. And it goes on and on. Here's one out of Raw Story calling for my wife's arrest. Because she was outside the Capitol. I mean, this is... You think that scares me? Like, now you want to arrest my wife? I mean, it's just... You guys are bad. You're bad people. You run a bunch of child molestation rings. You're devil worshippers. You ship fentanyl into the country. The government is bankrupt. It's out of control. I'm not at war with it. I want you to leave me alone. But you're not. You're going to collapse the border. You're going to bring in the kidnapped kids. You're going to devalue the dollar. You're not going to stop because you're crazy people. You're not going to stop till you've run us in the ground. So, there you go. They're talking about having us testify. You know, I've never testified to Congress. I get to sit there and watch them attack me in hearings when I'm in the room, and I never get a chance. But their plan is to then say I lied to Congress and arrest me like Roger Stone, even though I wouldn't tell a lie. They would just misrepresent it. So you can't polish a turd. You just get crap on you. But pray for Owen, pray for InfoWars, and keep us on the air and realize they want us off air because we're exposing their criminal activities. So tell everybody to tune in if you're listening to a local radio station or watching on a TV station or watching us at Man.Video or FreeWorldNews.TV. Just realize you're everything. When you get excited and when you decide to take the links to whatever videos or articles or live feeds you think are the most informative, and when you decide to get excited and tell others, hey, here's the forbidden, verboten information, if you think it's interesting and deserves to be seen, you should share it and then tell others to share it and then tell them to share it and then tell them to share it and then tell them to share it. And that's called a chain reaction. And that's what the tyrants don't want, is a human chain reaction of love and justice and renaissance and freedom and coming together against this neo-fascist, neoliberal, crazy town orgy of corporations using behavioral psychology on us and wrecking society in the process. Because they're like Hitler using nerve gas in World War I. He thinks he's invincible. It blows back on him. Nobody can do stuff like this and not have it destroy them. All right, we have a special guest taking over straight away. There'll be big news on the war room today.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade. And we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the InfoWar, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hello, and welcome to The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host of the fourth hour, Dr. Andrew Kaufman, and I have a very interesting show today with an interesting guest, if we can get our technical challenges worked out. And as advertised today, I'm going to talk to you about the psychological aspects of what's been going on with the pandemic situation. And we've entitled the show COVID Gnosis, How Empire Has Brainwashed the World. And I want to bring up, first of all, that there are many names used to describe this process, including mass psychosis, mass hypnosis, mass formation, crowd formation, etc. But what I'm really talking about is how you can march a society towards a totalitarian state. And, of course, we've seen many examples of this in the 20th century so far to learn from. And overall, there are two main techniques that one can use. And the first we've seen implemented in some of those totalitarian states over the 20th century. And what I'm talking about is using brute force, threats, intimidation, silencing people, murdering people, preventing resources to essentially by force take control of a society. And then you have the countervening approach, which is to establish a situation to obtain consent over society. And this is what I think is going on right now in our current situation. And we can look at two famous literary examples to highlight this contrast in approach. The first example would be 1984 by George Orwell. And in this example, we see, you know, the famous quote about a boot being permanently on the face of the citizen who is the subject of this tyranny. So we can see that through the use of torture and force and endless war, you can achieve this type of control over the members of society. And then we have a very different type of dystopian future that's presented in Aldous Huxley's A Brave New World. And Aldous Huxley really is an important figure to look at in what is going on in the world today, because he predicted that this would be occurring and kind of laid it out in advance for us. So there are many, many lessons to be learned and warnings to be heeded about what's going on. But essentially, the dystopian society we see in A Brave New World is one where people participate willingly. And they use various methods of providing pleasure and distraction to the members of the society in order to keep them content and compliance without having any of the normal freedoms that they would have. And this plays out, one, through the use of a drug in the book called Soma, which essentially induces a happy, distracted state. So if you're experiencing the loss over a sense of identity or purpose in life, or feeling that something is stressful about the repetition, then taking that drug is encouraged, and this makes you essentially, happy enough and satisfied enough that you don't question things further. And of course, we see that that society also was stratified, as presented in that image, into different groups named after, interestingly, Greek letters, similar to the fake variants that we're seeing now paraded as signs of danger. And of course, people were brainwashed from birth, and in this depiction, children were not created through families or marriage, and in fact, they totally separated that and taught young children and infants through various brainwashing techniques that families and birthing were things that were gross and unnatural. And they engineered their babies to be born in a factory and have certain characteristics that were desired by the leaders, similarly to how livestock are bred for specific character traits that make them easier to control or better at getting their job done in that context. So what I'm going to talk about in the topic for today's show is about how can the governments of the world or the empirical organizations of the world actually manipulate the psyche of the people en masse towards this willingness to accept a totalitarian state and willingness to give up their freedoms. And there seems to be a universal exchange that goes on here related to safety and the emotion of fear. And so when people are in a state of fear, they're willing to trade their freedom for safety. And we've seen this happen over and over again historically, and this is exploited and known to be a very important technique. So if we could pull up the first slide, because I want to talk about in the UK government, they've actually created a group that strategically creates ways to increase and generate fear in the population. And what I'm talking about here is a group called the Scientific Pandemic Influenza Group on Behavior, or SPI-B, and they were reconvened on February 13th of 2020 as a group. They were previously in place during the swine flu pandemic of 2010, I believe, which we know has been completely debunked at this time. But they reconvened in order to provide recommendations to the UK government how to increase compliance with various interventions and policies, such as lockdown, social distancing, mask wearing, and ultimately toward the vaccine and the vaccine passports. And what we found is that several psychologists who were on this group decided to blow the whistle. And that's what we see in that Telegraph article, where they essentially realized that what they were doing was unethical and immoral. And I want to quote one of the psychiatrists who not only came out to the newspaper and the Telegraph, but actually was interviewed for a very important book that describes this in detail. And I'm sorry, I'm giving you the title of this book in just a minute, but let me read you the quote, and this is from Gavin Morgan, is the name of the psychologist, and he stated, "Clearly, using fear as a means of control is not ethical. Using fear smacks of totalitarianism. It's not an ethical stance for any modern government. By nature, I'm an optimistic person, but all this has given me a more pessimistic view of people." And there were several other whistleblowers that contributed and with similar sentiments. And essentially what we're saying here is that there is a government dictated strategy to generate fear among their population in order that they will trade that fear for safety and go along and be compliant with all of these measures that are not in their best interest, even when these measures result in direct harm to themselves, economic harm, social harm, etc. And this brings me to discussing more general what is the overall technique to prepare a population in order to be manipulated with the hypnotic techniques that my guest is going to describe coming up. And there seem to be three facets that are talked about in much of the literature, and you can find this in the writings of Mirlu as well as Jacques Ellul, who wrote on propaganda. And more recently, there is a professor of psychology who was interviewed by Rainer Fulmisch, I believe the name is Mespeth, who talked about this. And these three conditions are, firstly, isolation. And this is really important to cut people off from their normal social contacts. The second aspect is create a state of confusion, where there are changing rules and instructions, repetitive slogans that seep into the conscious awareness. And the third aspect is to create a general state of dysphoria or anxiety or disenfranchisement among the people, and especially if it's a general state and doesn't have a specific cause, because then you're able to introduce a cause of this distress along with a strategic solution which fits what the government or the leaders want. And this can also be described as the Hegelian dialectic. So when we come back after the break, we're going to get into some more detail about these techniques and hopefully meet with our guest and talk more about hypnosis. So we'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host for this fourth hour, Dr. Andrew Kaufman. I want to remind people, or essentially announce, that I will be doing a live webinar this Saturday, the 28th, and you can find out more about that on TrueMedicineLibrary.com. Sorry about that. That will be the inaugural live webinar, and it will be all question and answers about any topics related to the science of the pandemic, as well as natural healing. So I hope to see some of you there. Before the break, I was talking about mass hypnosis of our society in a way to get people to consent to the totalitarian takeover of our collective population. And I want to just point out two things before I introduce my guest, who's an expert in this area. And if we could bring up the slide on the TV. Because television plays a central role in the mass media in the ability to manipulate society. And we can see from the studies of Krugman in the 1960s that television actually puts the viewer into an alpha brainwave state. And what this means is that they are open to hypnotic suggestion. And the programming that follows, coming from only a few companies who repeat the same messages over and over again, is taken in much more saliently because of this hypnotic state. And if we could go to the next slide, please. I also want to point out that hypnosis is quite a powerful technique. In fact, it's so powerful that when someone is under hypnosis, that you can cut into their flesh with a knife, like through a surgical procedure, and they will not feel it. And they've actually done hundreds of surgical procedures only with hypnosis and no other anesthesia. So now that I've set the stage, I'd like to introduce today's guest, Michael Grady, who is a professional hypnotist and stage hypnotist, and also does therapy with people using neurolinguistic programming. So, Michael, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me on. Pleasure to be here.
Great for you. Thank you so much. And, you know, we should be able to conclude that many hypnotists or people with your expertise should see what's going on right now, but you are the only one of the very few who is speaking out about this. So can you tell the audience how did you come to, you know, be sort of a whistleblower or talk about this controversial topic?
Honestly, I did not even plan on doing this. You know, for many years, I've been sharing this information with my followers, family, and friends, and it's just been so hard for everybody to see that no one ever really wanted to listen to it, right? Like, so once I saw this cartoon that the Los Angeles Unified District put out, and it was so blatantly obvious, I think some of us have seen it, you know, it induces a guilt trip into the kids, and it's a lot of hypnotic elements into it, so many hypnotic elements that it took me 20 minutes to describe. A clip of Barbara, huh? It took me 20 minutes to describe just some of the elements in this cartoon that we later found out the school district hired an infomercial giant behind the George Foreman grill, the Juice Man juicer, Nordic Track, and a bunch of other mega successful products. So it's kind of hinting, is this a product that they're selling, or are they trying to help the kids be safe, right?
Right, and clearly they're using, you know, the strongest marketing type of strategies. So are you saying that really the techniques of hypnosis are actually applied to marketing and advertising for commercial purposes as well?
Oh, my goodness, absolutely. You talk to any salesman, you know, you'll know that anytime they make a sale, they have to have a rapport with the customer. They have to be a place of authority. They have to be an expert of some sort to gain that trust, right? And the same goes for hypnosis. When I go on stage to do a show or I do therapy with somebody, they need to know that I'm the real deal and I know what I'm talking about. So there's ways to demonstrate that. And, you know, I could go on and on. There's so many aspects to sales and hypnosis, accepting an idea, being sold something. It's really one and the same.
Well, Michael, why don't you help us out perhaps by laying out some of the principles or techniques used with hypnotic suggestion that you've seen applied here, and then perhaps during the next segment we can show some examples.
Right. So one of the biggest hypnotic concepts everyone needs to know that's being used on us in the media and with anybody who can be manipulative, really, is, you know, we have this chart here that us hypnotists use. We have the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and the critical factor, right, which is the gateway into the subconscious mind. Now, anytime you feel an emotion, that is an unconscious response, right? So if someone gets you to feel fear, right, worry, that means that you are believing it, right? And so that also means that your critical factor, the gateway to the subconscious mind, opens. And so after they induce you with some kind of scary image, like in the beginning of the pandemic when we had the people fainting, right? And we realized that, you know, that actually didn't happen. But those were scary images, right? They got fear into people. And so they're very persuasive edited videos from the point you feel fear all the way through the segment. You just accept those suggestions straight to your subconscious mind, and then it's no surprise when we talk to everybody who's in the COVID gnosis, right? It's all the same set responses, right? Over and over.
Right.
It's like I'm on the stage at the hypnosis show, and I'm going up to the microphone with the microphone, and you know it's all the same responses, very, very predictable, right? And we saw this with Mark Dice when he went up to people with the petition, you know. Sign the petition to incarcerate anti-vaxxers, you know, and people are just like, yeah, okay, right? And I'm like, this is like a hypnotic skit, right?
That's crazy. Right, because the anti-vaxxers have been specifically labeled among domestic terrorism documents, right, if there's a guidance from FEMA that lists this specifically. But I think you make a very important point for psychology, which is when you can induce someone into a feeling state, like fear, that the natural way that our mind works is it wants to find thoughts that explain that fear response, like it's looking for a source of danger if you feel fear. And whatever is presented to you, right, like, you know, through a mass media message is going to be incorporated into your belief system, and then you'll, especially through repetition, right? I mean, how important is repetition for the hypnotic process?
It's very important. Here's the power of what they've been able to do, okay? So they've been indoctrinating us heavily just on this one topic for, what, over 500 days, right? A year and a half. And so what happens is when you put an idea into the subconscious mind, it kind of gets planted like a seed, right? And it grows. And we call these pillars of belief once they really do hold. And so imagine the person who's been watching the news every day, many times a week, you know, throughout this whole time. They have a pillar. They have hundreds of pillars holding up this concept of the COVID. And so, you know, you go up to talk to them with a little fact from here. Hey, the CDC said this, or OSHA says that about masks, or any kind of real bit of information. They just can't accept it, right? It's like when I have someone up on stage and we do, you know, us hypnotists, we do the routine of like, you know, one of the stars of the show that couldn't say their name.
Yes.
And
you say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, 360 wins. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. And they profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Dr. Andrew Kaufman. I have an excellent guest here, professional hypnotist Michael Grady. And before the break, we were talking about some techniques of hypnosis that have been applied to the propaganda campaign in the COVID-19 pandemic. And we talked about the inducement of an emotional state, specifically fear. And we talked about repetition. So, Michael, what else can you tell us about that you've seen in the trick of bag of tricks so far this year?
Right. So the depth of which someone makes you feel an emotion is the same depth that they're getting access to your subconscious mind. Right. That's a really big concept to just like digest. And which is why we see everyone regurgitating the same type of answers as if they are hypnotized, right? And so one of the big aspects that got people to go from, oh, maybe this is something I should be fearful about, to now I'm not going to hear information and I'm going to allow experimental medicine to be put on me, is something called something where you complying, really. So the more you comply, the deeper into trance you get, right? It's kind of like when I do street hypnosis, I can just walk up to somebody. Hey, would you like to take part in an imagination experiment and test your mind? Okay, sure. All right. So I have them imagine magnets in between their hands, right? And the feeling, which is similar to an emotion, their hands will slowly touch as an unconscious response. Then I'll make them have their hands stuck together, right? Then I'll make them, they can't bend their arm because they imagine a steel bar. Then I'll make their hands stuck to their head, right? Then I'll make them so they can't remember their name. And that's the point where they reach somnambulism and I can say sleep, they drop, it's over, right? It's in the bag. Just because they complied, I exercised their imagination, they became convinced that what I was saying was real. When it's not, right, you can bend your arm, you can take your hand off your head, but, you know, those procedures just hack the mind. Just like you can get into a computer behind the firewall, us hypnotists know how to get past the critical factor into your subconscious mind. And if a guy like me can just do it in 10, 15 minutes to anybody walking down the street, imagine the billion-dollar media complex and all the studies they've been doing, right? It really puts it in perspective.
Right. Well, they certainly do have the resources and, you know, they've infiltrated in a systematic way into our collective conscious. And, you know, I think there's important psychological aspects that accompany why these hypnotic ideas take such a strong root, as you described, because we have the fear situation. If we look at that a little more closely, there has been a specific cause of the fear, right, that is part of the main narrative, right, which is this elusive imaginary virus, right? But right. If you believe that, then you have the solution to alleviate that fear has been offered, right? And it's essentially to comply with the policies. If you wear a mask, if you stay away from people, if you isolate yourself, if you subject yourself to the experimental jab, then you will be safe and no longer need to be in fear. And so not only does it reduce the fear and provide that relief, but now, in addition, it makes you part of a new social group or collective. Whereas you were isolated during the initial onset of fear, now you're part of the group who are, you know, the virus believers, the people who are following all of the dictates, right? And you see the almost, you know, pride that people have, right, when they display their compliance with these behaviors. And this is why you see people doing it in situations when it's not even requested, required, or even makes sense, like when people are driving in a vehicle by themselves, right? And they're doing this to display that they are part now of this new group and they like being part of it. And this prevents them from being open to new information, right? And this is kind of the strength of the hypnosis.
Right. Yep. Environmental hypnosis, right? Social pressure. It's hardwired into us as to get love from people. You know, if you're not accepted by your friends and family, you lose that feeling of love. Right. And most people aren't really strong enough in themselves to stand up like we do, you know?
That's right. And that is a real effect because, you know, I've faced that in my personal life from friends and family members that they have really withdrawn because they cannot accept, you know, an alternative viewpoint because of this emotional attachment and degree, you know, of hypnotic trance state.
Right. And we look at experiments like the ASH experiment, right? A simple kindergarten display of different sized lines on a piece of paper. And with a group of people that are in on the experiment and one person to answer, right? The person can't even pick out, or he, after the second or third try, he will tell the wrong answer as far as the length of the line. I gave a slide for that. We can show it.
Yes, the one with the different lines on it. And, you know, so this right. is a famous experiment, right, where the subjects are instructed. First, they're asked which is the longest line. Is that correct?
What is the similar line, right? So we have one line on the left side, and then, you know, obviously the right answer is three, right? But because all the five people, all the people around him, right, are saying the wrong answer, he will eventually say the wrong answer every time. Even though it doesn't make sense, he will comply, right? There's also another social conditioning experiment where there's people sitting in a waiting room with the tone going off, and everybody's in on the experiment that stands up every time the tone goes off, and the person who has no clue eventually will start standing. And what's even more amazing is when new people are introduced to that one person, they will also comply along as well.
Wow. So really this kind of aspect of peer pressure is a very strong motivating force. And perhaps you can also tell us about the famous Milgram experiment, which is kind of an even more astonishing example of what people will do under the instructions of authority.
Right. So you have someone just taking part in an experiment where they think they're doing a learning exercise where we're going to ask this person who's in the other room who has an electrode on their wrist, and if they get the answer wrong, we're going to shock them, right? We're going to see if this works, right? But really, the experiment is on the person doing the shocking. And as the test goes on, they start off with very low voltage. There's just a little zzz, right? That, you know, like a 9-volt battery or something. But then the experiment continues on to over 300 volts, you know, which could blow the guy's hand off, right? And so just with a person in authority telling them, no, we need to continue the experiment, continue on, and they're kind of, you know, like distressed and, all right, I guess I'll keep doing it, while the guy is yelling in the other room and they can hear him yelling, please stop, right? Someone, you know, people will just cower to authority. They'll just do what they're told. This goes back to our school system, right? If I wanted to hypnotize the nation, I know I got to get into ideas in the subconscious mind. So if I can make this critical factor very weak, have them regurgitate information instead of coming to their own conclusions, do what they're told by being threatened and coerced without thinking about it during their developing years, creating the neural pathways and neural nets so they're hardwired for the rest of their life, it's going to be easy for a guy like me to tell people on the news what to do with a script. And everyone just complies. It's really amazing. Right.
You know, Michael, I'm glad you brought up the school training, because I've often thought of the situation where with fire drills, where, right, suddenly everyone is disrupted from their activity, no matter what it is, and an authority figure orders them to, you know, really comply seriously with their behavior, right? They have to be in a single file, be completely silent, and follow every single instruction. And it's like when we hear the sound of that fire drill, we jump to attention to behave that way and follow the instructions of authority, right? And that's the program that has already been initiated. So we will expand more on our discussion of hypnosis in just a moment when we return to the Alex Jones Show. Thank you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. And please do join me for my True Medicine Live webinar this Saturday, as you just seen up on the screen. It would be great to have you ask some interesting questions and stimulated discussion about topics like you hear me speak about on Alex Jones and many others. Today we have been talking about mass hypnosis and how the elite powers and governments of the world have been manipulating the psychology of the populations across the world towards a totalitarian state. And I have guest expert professional hypnotist and neurolinguistic programming practitioner, Michael Grady. Welcome back, Michael.
Thank you. So you made a really great... Okay, go ahead.
Yep. No, please. Take us where you like.
I was going to say, you made a really great point bringing up the fire drill, right? So you get this sound, you have no critical thought, you just react immediately, go, you know, get in line and follow directions, right? Because you believe that's going to help you with your safety, right? And so same thing with like the tones, right? Just like that tone experiment where people would stand just because of the tone going off and seeing everyone else do it. Well, what happens in between classes at school, right? We hear the bell. Like,
that's right.
Right? Okay, get up, go to the next class, right? Same kind of thing.
And this is right? Behavioral conditioning also is another way to, you know, describe some of these things, right, where you pair a desired stimulus like the sound of a bell with the response to, you know, stop what you're doing, get up and leave the room, right? And we also know that behavioral conditioning techniques like this that were, you know, developed by Pavlov as well as others are much more effective when the subject is in a state of fear.
Right.
So once again, we have the emotional aspect.
Right. The last video I just posted a couple days ago on my YouTube, definitely find me, Michael Grady, on YouTube. I'm getting this information out so people can really understand it. And actually, a lot of people are showing their kids, and their kids are really enjoying it. And now it's like showing a magic trick, right? If I can make a handkerchief disappear in my hands, you're going to be amazed. But then I show you it's just a $5 plastic thumb. Like, oh, well, that's kind of silly, right? It's kind of the same stuff, really. It's just a psychological trick being played on us continually, you know, throughout all our lives.
Absolutely. And I would, you know, encourage people to look at the work of, like, John Taylor Gatto, who talks about this indoctrination program in the compulsory school and how it was really developed out of the Prussian education system. You know, Prussia is part of what Germany is now, and they essentially developed this style of education system for the purpose of preparing their children to be obedient workers and soldiers. So, in other words, carrying out the aims of the government authority, and very similar to what we're seeing now with this degree of compliance that's based on this compulsory socialization and indoctrination strategy.
Right. Like I meant to say was I just released a video where I showed how the LA school system, they opened their whole 2021 school year, their opening ceremony was literally, they started it like a funeral, okay? To get used to thinking, okay, you know, think about the people who passed away, right? And then they had this funeral wreath in the center of the stage with the dim lights, and they focused on this funeral wreath for like a minute after they induced the state of death and grieving. And then they placed this funeral wreath right behind the podium, so when all the people speak, all the crooked people of the administration are speaking, there's this feeling of death moving in the background. You and you're told, be safe, or that could be you. You know, that's the unsaid thing there, which is crazy manipulative.
It was really striking, you know, the ceremonial aspects of that, because they even had a moment of silence. And, you know, I think that this is another aspect, and I know that hypnotic suggestion is part of this, but we essentially have rituals and ceremonies, right, that are being done. And you can look at the mask wearing actually as an initiation ritual, right, where the covering of the face de-identifies the person from their previous life. And when they emerge, they'll have a new identity as part of this new group, right, which is those indoctrinated to COVID. Right. And so we have this kind of thing play out on multiple levels, all using these strategies.
Right. Like in that hypnotic cartoon that the L.A. school system hired the infomercial giant to put together, they use specific colors throughout the whole thing. You can see the little girl, the cartoon girl. She has a heart on her hair. Right. And it's a red heart. And she's also wearing a red mask. Right? Kind of having that association, right? There's a red heart, and later she has the mask on. And that just puts more ideas into your mind. I love my family is really the end concept. And right here in this clip, there's a lot of things going on where she's talking to the dad, and she ends up saying, well, before, you know, I'll admit I was really afraid. And they had this past kind of disassociated from her, and then you know what? And now I feel okay. And they break the past closer to her, associated. This is an NLP concept. Dad, I love you so much. Bam. They anchor in the feeling with that little animation, a little bit of sounds, all the beautiful music. And now, like I showed in one of my videos, all the students regurgitate all the same answers. I'm doing it for my family. I do it for my family. I want to make my family safe. It's just like being up on stage and handing the microphone to the kids and, you know, and asking them what's going on. It's all the same set response. what's been deposited into their subconscious mind. I mean, it's very obvious.
This was really striking because you saw, as you pointed out, the red heart, the red mask, and then also the red eyeglass frames on the father, right? Representing the love of the parents. And if you really look closely, even if you believe the official narratives, right, we know that children have not been affected by this illness. And the real justification that they would say for requiring the children to undergo all these procedures is so that they don't get the adults sick, right? It's putting that weight of that responsibility on them. They're responsible for their parents' health. They're responsible for their teacher's health, right? And imagine the burden that a child would experience related to that pressure. Right? That is what allows this sort of expression of love to be so, so comforting, because it alleviates that unfair burden put on these young children.
Yeah, that was the big hypnotic induction in that cartoon, where the mother has that face of disconcern, right? That worry, right? And they even use a little symbol on the mother's mouth. That's a heart with a line through it, right? Like kind of a symbol of a broken heart. Right? And, exactly. And the girls wearing the yellow glasses. That's the, look, you know, focused on school, just like the father's wearing the red glasses, focused on love, right? All these little manipulation tactics that, you know, they seem like little bits and pieces here, but it's kind of like when you make a soup and you add a pinch of salt. It's not really going to do much, but if you add 10 pinches of salt, it's going to change the soup a lot. Right, so when you add in all these little hypnotic concepts, it makes a huge change.
That's right, and it also, you know, really is instructive, because it tells you the degree to which whoever planned that video, right, had to consider all these little details and put them all together so that there's a consistent theme to lead the viewer right to this hypnotic suggestion that it's portraying.
Right. Yeah, as I went down the rabbit hole on this and saw it and was just mortified, you know, I kind of came out of my shell of not really sharing this information, just so concerned for the kids, man. It's so manipulative. And then we learn it was an infomercial giant behind, you know, Tony Robbins and the George Foreman grill.
I'm like, really? That's, you're hiring not a professional doctor who knows about health? You're going to hire this guy to sell the products, right? And then if you go down the rabbit hole, who's behind the COVID response team, it starts to make a lot of sense.
Absolutely. And we've also see this kind of material play out with, you know, an intended audience of children by using various pop culture figures, right? We've seen TikTok videos. We've seen music videos put together by, you know, some famous acts as well. So, Michael, I just want to thank you so much for coming on the Alex Jones Show today to educate us really about the techniques of hypnosis and how they're being used, and specifically not just targeting people in general, but targeting our children and used by the organizations and agencies that we're supposed to trust, like the education departments. So that about wraps it up. Don't forget to register for my True Medicine Live webinar this Saturday. And, of course, I will continue to be back every Wednesday to guest host the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.